Okay, so in this week's parasha, we have the parasha of the Korban Miluim. In the Mishnah, Maseches Menachos, Daf Pei Zayin teaches that when it comes to the Korban Miluim is just matzah and no chametz. So the question is, why is it that when it comes to a Korban Miluim, it has to specifically be only matzah and not chametz? And the second question, Parashat Tzav, is normally in the non-leaf year, it's always the parasha that's read before Pesach. So what's the deeper connection between Parashat Tzav and the Yantif of Pesach? So when it comes to the Korban Miluim, why is it that there's no chametz? So I think we can use an idea of Hirsch by it comes to the Korban Todah and the chametz there to understand why it is when it comes to Korban Miluim that there's no chametz. Because if Hirsch explains that when it comes to Korban Todah, why is a person bringing Korban Todah? A person brings a Korban Todah, for example, because he was in jail, now he's free. So the chametz represents the fact that now this person has shlichus control of himself, because the chametz represents the fact that a person is not limited. Matzah is someone that's limited. The chametz is now that a person is able to express himself freely. And if this idea of Rav Hirsch, that the chametz represents is that now a person's free and in control of themselves, we can perhaps explain why it is when it comes to Korban Miluim that it's only matzah, not chametz. Because when it comes to Miluim, when it comes to inauguration of something, we don't want to emphasize our own self-control. We want to emphasize the fact that we're completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the matzah is all about. So when it comes to Korban Miluim, we only bring matzah, we don't bring any chametz of it. And in a similar vein, the Chasam Sofer explains that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, it's not, as the Barbanel explains, a Korban Todah. No, but rather the Korban Pesach is really a Korban Miluim. It's not about the past, it's not thanking Hashem for something in the past, but no, rather it's a Korban, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the future. Now we're inaugurating our relationship anew with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It fits very well with the idea of Meshachach and many others, that the Korban Pesach is a Korban Gators. And we specifically bring Korban Pesach only matzah, no chametz, to emphasize the fact that now we're starting anew. And there can't be chametz in starting something anew, because the matzah represents that we're completely subjugated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not having any external factors. That means that we're in self-control. And I think for this reason now we can understand why it is that Parsha Tzav always precedes the end of the Pesach. Because we always read about, in Parsha Tzav, we always read about the Korban Miluim, and the Korban Pesach, as the Chasam Sofer explains, is a form of a Korban Miluim, because now we're inaugurating our relationship anew for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore to prepare us for the Yantif of Pesach, we always read the Parsha of the Miluim beforehand, so we can prepare now for our own Miluim in inaugurating our relationship anew with Hashem and Pesach.
Yeah, it's perfect.